As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah. I think we're on air now, baby. I think we're on air now. Let me just control everything around here. Just hang in there, folks. We're dealing with a very unusual situation. Okay, hold on a second here. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, coming into all the parts and pieces. Let us go over here and check to make sure that we're in here. Over here. Open that one up. We're in. We're on. I think we're on. All might be on. I'm still not seeing me in the spot. Let's see whether we got that one right yet or not. Let's go over here, and let's add this one in here, and add that one over there, and jump down here, and we are recovering from a major attack here. Let's see. Hang in there, dear folks and listeners, as we get all of this squared away. Let's get this one over here, put that over there. Big time. Yeah, I can hear you too, Jason. 10K Puddles is in the chat covering our backside this morning as we had a full system meltdown as we went on air. A complete total lockup of the whole nine yards. There we go. Okay, everything's coming into that. Looks like we got about 43 seconds to go in the first segment here. And as soon as those 43 seconds are gone, we'll go into a break and we'll come back and put this thing on the track for Friday. Wow. Incredible. What an assault. All of a sudden, my computer just about went inside out. Just about. There's the break. We'll get it all started right after these words from our sponsors. Do stay tuned. It's Friday and we're live.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com is a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to our Friday, October the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. sorry about the snafu there in the opening segment. Had a full system meltdown to deal with. Recovered from it delightfully, however, and got up on air. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and some people can't stand it. Anyway, Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. To engage in our chat room discussion. Again, that's becomevocallocal.com, quite the hotspot for philosophically radical thinkers. Good place to go. Pick up some interesting information during the broadcast, or you can call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. I know I say this every morning, but they're always new listeners. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL host, like become vocal local host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96. That's a post box. All right. Little guy, brass face and all that, lock and key, that nonsense. Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owenville, Missouri. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. I'll carry the broadcast this morning. We thank you for doing so. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, and please feel free to call in today at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals, equities, and crude oil rise on the Gaddafi assassination and the EU bailout news. Yep, solar insanity, windmill whimsy, federal retreat. We'll talk about all that stuff. Constitution Day series, socialism, Ludwig von Mises, Dicey, Smoot. They're all on the browser today. Constitutional discussions of all manners and sundries things. Anyway, let's go to our market report, put this behind us, and get on with it. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. That would be 1 hour and 10 minutes ago. Gold was trading up $22.40 an ounce at $1,642.60 in the spot market. Silver up 74 cents at $31.32 an ounce. Platinum up 14 bucks at $1,505. And palladium up 31 at $615 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, rather broad spread kind of shaping up. $1,618.10 for low, $1,646.70 for a high. And at $1,642.60, your gold is up year to year, $307 for a 22.99% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the LBMA, London Bullion Market Association.org, LBMA.org, set the price at $1,623, and then it went up. And that's good news for all of us. SPDR gold shares continue to trouble me. They seem to be stuck on freeze frame, holding 1,227.51 metric tons unchanged. I don't know if there's something wrong with their website or just what, but it just doesn't seem to want to budge. 1,227.51 metric tons at these spot prices, valued at $63.9 billion, which is more than enough to wreak havoc in the marketplace. Keep your eyes on the calendar. Watch the SPDR gold shares and the gold trust prospectus. That very important date, 11/11/11. Don't let that out of your minds, please. Keep your eyes on that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 37 at 11,542. Where it's going to go today will be anybody's guess. The NASDAQ closed off 5 at 25.59, and the S&P 500 closed up 6 at 12.15. Crude oil this morning, of course, everybody's got their hats, tossing them in the air, waving their flags and things like that. All of them just absolutely love Gene Sharp and his whole idea of all these rules for radicals. You might want to check it out for yourself. Just jump up on the web. Go to GeneSharpFilm.com, www.GeneSharpFilm.com. From dictatorship to democracy, you can go to the Albert Einstein Institution and pull down that document. Read it for yourself. I've shared with you the preface, From Dictatorship to Democracy. And that's what's happened in Libya, you know. The Brits have spent a lot of money investing in that, so have we, I'm sure. No doubt about it. Anyway, this morning, crude oil. This is going to be good news for everybody, right? Now we're going to start flowing the oil out of Libya. Bumps up $1.02 at $87.09. That's going to get that Brent crude sweet flowing back into Europe. The U.S. dollar this morning, the U.S. dollar index, up 21 basis points. You want to find out more about that? You go to the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s own website, theice.com. This is their trade-weighted basket of currencies, theice.com, Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, one of the oldest trading bourses out there. Foreign exchange rates this morning, of course, impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar. We're the Canadian loonie in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, basket of currencies. Bumps up 45 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents U.S., the Mexican peso. I'm telling you, it's hanging on with all their fingers like a rock climber trying to summit a peak, hanging on to the edge of the taco shell. They're hanging down there with most of their body in the 7 cent territory, and they may fall below that today. We'll see. Will we see a Mexican peso trading against the U.S. dollar at 6 cents? It's possible. Anyway, that's where they're at today, 13.7132 pesos will get you $1. Euro this morning, The up 28 basis points at $1.38. Of course, the British pound, they're so darn happy about what happened in Libya that they bumped up 77 basis points this morning. They're exchanged against the U.S. dollar at $1.59. That's the handiwork there of the Brits, the city of London, you know, the city. And the Swiss franc this morning, equally pleased, up 62 basis points at $1.13. The bond market this morning, of course, looking to the Fed. The Fed's going to come back in and start messing around in there, although they really want to buy. They want to expand their balance sheet and buy more defaulted mortgages, no doubt. The two-year yield this morning, the yield on the two-year bonded indebtedness, our U.S. Treasuries, is at 0.26%. The 10-year yield is at 2.20, the 30 at 3.24%. And in the mortgage pit this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, watch this now, moving up from 3.32% to 3.47. The 30-year moves up from 4.13 to 4.18. Just in time for the Federal Reserve banking system to come in and start buying up a bunch of mortgage debts, they're going to get a little bit better yield on their return. And that investment, the gold-to-silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 52.44 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Of course, in the Kitco News this morning, European situation overshadowing economic news. This is by Debbie Carlson. She does a pretty good job putting together an article. The situation over the sovereign debt crisis in Europe is overshadowing economic news as market participants watch every headline that comes from the continent. And we're doing that here, following them on a day-by-day basis. Markets were rattled Thursday as questions arose whether the European leaders can come to terms on a plan to rein in the sovereign debt crisis. There are thoughts the Sunday meeting between the Eurozone officials might be delayed. That means that it's cast aside higher than expected U.S. wholesale inflation numbers and other economic data, whether higher or lower than expected. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go. Download the app at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Yes, never a dull moment in self-produced talk radio. You juggle all the balls, and then somebody throws in a spitting cat and a revving up chainsaw, and you try to get through the next segment. Anywho, everything seemed to be percolating along just fine and dandy. Now, let's go back into our market discussion here from Getco's website. European situation overshadowing the economic news. Again, Debbie Carlson, she writes a pretty good line from time to time. Quote, everything is being dominated by Europe, and that's the truth. All across Bloomberg this morning, you know, we go to Bloomberg News website every morning here. Yes, we do. Love to go up to New York City, go right to the heart of the beast, so to speak. Visit with Michael Bloomberg's website. You know, he is the mayor. He paid a couple hundred million dollars to be able to be there. And then once he got there as mayor, he went in and juggled the juggled the election laws, apparently, so that he could continue on in power. Well, although, I don't know whether they'll ever have a Gaddafi-like moment for Bloomberg or not. Maybe we'll just have him sitting up there forever. I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyway, from time to time, he does good things. But one of the things I like the most about these articles is basically, so far, you know, they don't really bite you in the butt. They really don't. You might disagree, and I do strongly, with most of the things they say, but the information seems to be fairly well sourced anyway. So we'll just continue along, but this is off the Kitco website. Everything is being dominated by Europe. Even today, we had a bullish Philly Fed number. The stocks rallied on it, but it wasn't long before the market was unchanged again. Corporate earnings, U.S. economic data is taking a backseat to the EU, said Alan Bush, senior financial futures analyst at the Archer Financial Services on Thursday. The Philadelphia Fed Manufacturing Index unexpectedly rose to 8.7 in October, the first positive reading since July, which, of course, as I said, indicates that that number is bogus and that they'll probably revise it next time. That's the way they do it. You don't like these numbers? Well, change them. Change them. And watch the markets reflect that. Also surprising this week was a higher reading for U.S. wholesale inflation, with the overall producer price index rising 0.8%. Well, that's not good. You don't want to see the producer price index going up. That means that the higher the dollars that the producers have to pay for making things means you're going to pay more in the grocery, that's for sure. Consumer price index came in at a 0.3 overall. Well, that's Debbie's take on things. Let's go on a little bit further here. I want to pick up this. Let's go back up here. Have to reopen this dude. Easily done. And pick up the economic calendar. All right. Here we are. High-speed computing that we have here today. This Friday's economy day calendar is blank, basically. A couple of Fed heads are going to speak. Yesterday, of course, we did have the leading indicators come out. The Philadelphia Fed survey came out. Of course, they came out while we were on the air. And we don't need to go there again. The natural gas report came out as well. And then a bunch more faces continued to talk. Lots of people talking yesterday. I don't know how many of you followed the Hillsdale College Constitution Day broadcasts. I brought that to your attention when it was brought to mind by one of our listeners. I listened to all of them, some of them live, last night's presentation live, the lecture series featuring Dr. Larry Arn. He's the Hillsdale College president. Now, Hillsdale College has been around since the beginning of time, I guess. Anyway, they seem to be very proud to be an abolitionist college. They seem to be very proud about having had students from Hillsdale and other people go down to support Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, in his war of northern aggression. I'm not going to hold that against the college, however, for this particular discussion. The introduction to the Constitution series that they had was rather interesting. I didn't care for the panel of speakers that they originally picked out for the kickoff day. I've never been a fan of Krauthammer and others that they had up there. We're basically just glossing over the Patriot Act and continuing to float the crap about 9/11, you know, being a Mohammedan thing. Anyway, give them all that. I was trying to listen, you know, like we say. Actually, I don't say it. Bill Cooper said it. I got it from him. Listen to everybody. Watch anything, read anything, and believe nothing so you can verify it in your own research. And that's what we try and do around here. You know, I bring out all kinds of stuff on this broadcast that I don't necessarily agree with. I'll even read the Communist Manifesto if you want to hear it and if it serves a purpose for the day. But nevertheless, this introduction to the Constitution was pretty good. Not really good, but pretty good. I think that Dr. Larry Arnn, for all it is, has a very intuitive sense about the Constitution. He brings out some of the same kind of points that I bring out as well. This idea that there are these basically five different important elements in the Declaration that then are reflected in the Constitutions for all the several states plus the Union. All right? Nature, the laws of nature and nature's God, we talk about it every day here. Equality, it's interesting about that equality. As I mentioned before, you can go outside and take a look around. You'll see that there is nothing created equal. No, not one. Not one blade of grass, not one sparrow, not one robin. Nothing. Nothing is equal in that regard. We should never think of it that way. But we have equalities in a variety of other things. But one thing that we all have equal is that all men are created equal by their Creator, endowed with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And, of course, that begins us to, you know, heading down this road of philosophy. But these things are self-evident. These self-evident truths, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That's very, very fundamental. And then there's the three pillars, all right, of our system of government that are enshrined not only in the Declaration, but also in the Constitutions, and that's representation. We talked about that. We've talked about it many times. This idea, this notion that you can go back over and look at the Francois Guizot, his excellent tome. It's a Liberty Fund book. You can buy it from Liberty Fund if you want to add it to your library. Liberty Fund books. Francois Guizot. It's G-U-I-Z or Z-O-T. Guizot. Francois Guizot. And it's the history of representative governments in Europe. An excellent read, by the way. But in that, I can just turn right to a page and read it to you. There are this very, very fundamental three pillars of a representative system of government that must exist. Otherwise, you have no representative system of government. One of those, number one, chief of all, is a separation of powers. I should say, chief of all is the ability to vote. We have to have an honest vote. You can imagine how destructive, how diabolical this Help America Vote Act of 2001 is and was. Right? It has to be repealed. We have to overturn that. We've got to get rid of these electronic voting devices. Not only do they violate the constitutional principles here in the state of Missouri, but they deny us an opportunity to have a hand-counted, verifiable, reproducible, scientific, empirical election. And without that, there's no certainty in the system. And then representation, okay? Representation, we talk about that. Representation. To represent. That begins on this fundamental building block of the local voting precinct. Has to be there. And then throughout all of the counties. And then the states. And finally the federal system. All right? But you have to have representation. And then, originally, we sent our representatives away with instructions. And by damn if they didn't do the things we told them to, or if they went off on some wild hair of their own, they could be recalled. We'd replace them. But all that, that's behind us now. We don't do that anymore. We talk about responsibility, but we fail to remember accountability. So we have representation, separation of powers, and then limited government. You know, if we advocate here the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, that limited government is really important. The constitutions are limiting devices. They're not expansive. They limit. And all of these things were brought out by Dr. Larry Arnn in ways that were so eloquent, insightful, that you might benefit from it. You can just go to constitution.hillsdale.edu. Last evening, he had a radio host, Hugh Hewitt, on as kind of the questioner. And then Dr. Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College, he acted as the respondent or the answerer, okay? And it was a pretty good presentation, not bad. Altogether, I don't think it'll harm you to watch these videos. He really did a good job, I think, although it could have gone much, much deeper. We'll be back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And, of course, for all those out in the chat room at BecomeVocalLocal.com, they're very well aware that 10K Puddles assist the broadcast on a regular basis by contributing some really good, solid links that we can use to augment the discussions that we have on the broadcast. It's totally, you know, independent from me at this point, but by golly, you know, if you can help me on the website and things like that, and certainly in the chat room, it adds to the broadcast. The other evening, after the broadcast was over, he sent me a link to the organic documents. There's four of them. There's the Declaration of Independence, of course, and then there's the Articles of Confederation, then there's the Northwest Ordinance, and then there's the Constitution for the Federal Union, if you will. But that Northwest Ordinance is relatively short. It's about, what, 1,300 page, or 1,300 words or something along that line, maybe 1,400. I didn't count them. But nevertheless, it has a lot to offer by reading it and to study that and understand that that was the way things were starting to shape up in this country. So we call it one of the organic documents. You can go back and refer to it from time to time. Maybe you can ask 10K to post that again in the chat room, and perhaps he will do so. Anyway, we've had nine capitals of the United States. You know, we always look at Washington, D.C., Washington. Well, that's the District of Columbia is relatively new. Here's the list, the chronological table of the capitals. The First Continental Congress had their meeting in Philadelphia's Carpenter's Hall. Now, I don't know if the Carpenter's Hall was where the guys swung the hammers, but if it was, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm pleased to say that, being a carpenter myself. But anyway, Carpenter's Hall, that was the first one from September the 5th of 1774 to October the 24th of 1774. The Second Continental Congress met in the Philadelphia State House. Right? The third, then, met in Baltimore's Henry Fight's House. The next one was in the Philadelphia State House. Then they met in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania courthouse. Then they met in York, Pennsylvania at the courthouse. Then in Philadelphia at College Hall and then State House. Then in Philadelphia State House again. And then in Princeton, New Jersey, Prospect and then Nassau Hall. And then Annapolis, Maryland, they met in the State House. And then in November of 1784 to December the 24th of 1784, they met in Trenton, New Jersey at the French Arms Tavern. Cool, baby. Knocking back a few brews and eating some whole wheat bread. January the 11th, 1785 to autumn of 1788, a long session here. They met in New York at City Hall, then France's Tavern. All right, and met in a tavern again. They like that going to the tavern deal. Congress under the Constitution. In New York at Federal Hall, December 6, 1790 to May 14th of 1800, 10 years, Philadelphia County Building, Congress Hall. And then on November the 17th of 1800, Congress convened and assembled at Washington in the U.S. Capitol. You can find all that, Robert Fort, now the nine capitals of the United States, www.senate.gov, Robert Fortenbaugh. Or Fortinbaugh, the nine capitals of the United States. But again, it's very interesting to see how this process continues. The Constitution is a contract of delegated powers. These powers flow downhill like water on a mountain stream. The ultimate source of all power is the Creator, who endowed his creation with certain unalienable rights, and you and I are his creations, and we receive our power directly from the Creator. There is nothing standing between us and our Creator. We, the people, in turn, delegate some of our powers to the states of the Union. We do not relinquish our powers, we delegate them. The 50 states exist to defend our rights in ways which are difficult, if not impossible, for individuals to defend those rights alone. That's why governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Power from the 50 states continues to flow downhill in the form of a contract to the federal government. The Constitution for the United States is a contract of powers delegated to the federal government by the 50 states to perform specific enumerated services which are difficult, if not impossible, for the individual states to provide for themselves. The fundamental law is, therefore, a law of agency, whereby the 50 states created an agent in the federal government to exercise a limited set of government services on behalf of the 50 states. And these states, in turn, perform a limited set of services for their creators. That would be the states and us, the people, above whom there is nothing but the Creator. The fundamental law is the foundation of our society in the United States of America. It is the U.S. Constitution. And through this document, our fundamental rights are secured and protected against infringement by the federal government and by the state governments, because the states are also parties to this contract. It's a contract. All right, so we had to understand that, keep it firmly in mind. Of course, I shared with you the 1820 Constitution of Missouri, the state of Missouri, where the preamble begins this way: Republic, established by the name of the state of Missouri. We, the people of Missouri, see, we weren't a state yet, there were territory, inhabiting the limits hereafter designated by our representatives in convention assembled at St. Louis on Monday the 12th day of June, 1820, do mutually agree to form and establish a free and independent republic by the name of the state of Missouri, and for the government thereof do ordain and establish this constitution. That's the way it began in 1820. Now, 1865, the next one. Lots has happened. 45 years, much has happened, just as in our lifetimes, much has happened in America. with a K. Here's the preamble of the 1865 State of Missouri Constitution. And this Constitution, by the way, is about four times now as thick, in 8.5 by 11 stapled, as was the 1820. So it's just expanding, and expanding rapidly. Now it's a much bigger deal than that, even. But here's the preamble there. We, the people of the state of Missouri, grateful to Almighty God, the sovereign ruler of nations, for our state government, our liberties, and our connection with the American Union, and acknowledging our dependence upon capital H Him for the continuance of those blessings to us and our posterity due, for the more certain security thereof, and for the better government of this state, ordain and establish this revised and amended Constitution. And Article 1 begins with a Declaration of Rights that continues to today. Article 1 is their declaration of that we, the people, having ordained this, establish our rights right up front, that the general, great, and essential principles of liberty and free government may be recognized and established, and that the relations of this state to the Union, capital U, and government of the United States, and those of the people of this state to the rest of the American people may be defined and affirmed, we do declare, one, that we hold it to be self-evident. You see how important self-evident was, not only to our founders, but also today? All right? We hold it to be self-evident. It doesn't need to be explained. It doesn't need an encyclopedia to understand this. All right? That all men are endowed by their Creator. And here is a problem. Here's the trouble, but this might be a source. It gives us a time frame. Endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Now, see, in 1865, Avraham Springsteen's hanging around the corner. They've transferred the term, from unalienable or unalienable. In other words, cannot be leaned away from you. You can't give them away either, by the way. But now it says inalienable rights. Inalienable. You know the difference between something that is flammable and something that is inflammable and something that is unflammable. All right? Look it up in the dictionary for yourselves. If you've got an inflammable liquid, you just hit it with a match and up it goes. If you've got an unflammable liquid or gas, it don't burn, baby. And that's the difference between unalienable. It's clever, it's crafty, it's guilesome. But what do you expect from the beast, the stem? Among which are life, liberty, and the enjoyment of the fruits of their own labor, and the pursuit of happiness. And so they went back to the Declaration, and they inserted the Lockean phrase, all right, John Locke's second treatise. They inserted this Lockean phrase, the enjoyment of the fruits of their own labor, into the first of our rights in the Declaration of Rights. It's Article 1, Section 1, Missouri. That there cannot be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude except in punishment of crimes whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. Now, that was a huge argument, one major argument. And it roiled on and on and on. It's one of the reasons why Missouri was split, where portions of the state went with the South for secession, and the portions went with the North for union and abolition. All right? Big issue here, especially. Again, that no person can, cannot be in this state either slavery or involuntary servitude except in punishment of a crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted. Duly convicted. You can't be involuntary slavery unless you've been, you know, the punishment of a crime. Violation of a traffic ordinance is not a crime. Huh? It's a civil infraction. That no person can, on account of color, be disqualified as a witness or be disabled to contract. And it continues through many different sections. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music.
Full range of electronics.
Computer and office.
Sports and outdoors.
Dry storable and organic foods.
Health and wellness.
Survival and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terror...
So we'll just jump down a little bit further here in the Declaration of Rights out of the Constitution of 1865, State of Missouri. You'll find no mention of republic now in the preamble of the Constitution. They went away from that in 1865, at least using that terminology. Now it's just the State of Missouri, and the is no longer capitalized as a definite article. Now it's just a definite article, the. Capital S, State of capital M, Missouri. And again, I'm grateful to Almighty God, sovereign ruler of nations, for our state government, our liberties, our connection with the American Union, and acknowledge our dependence upon him for the continuance of those blessings to us and our posterity. This is the idea of self-reliance. You need to know who you are and whose you are, especially in your relation to all these documents. All right? And here's continues a little bit further here. That all, this is four, Article 1, Declaration of Rights, Section 4, that all political power is vested in and derived from the people. Are there any questions? As it was before, so it is now. Hasn't changed a lick, all right? That all political power is vested in and derived from the people. That's why we get involved and become vocal local. That's why we get involved at the local precinct level. This is where the town hall meetings happen. This is that tavern where you go down and you meet at the tavern, you know? Or you go to a community center and you have your meetings there. But people that are right close to each other, everybody just take out your voter's registration card, and I hope you're registered to vote. And you look on there and it tells you the name of your precinct. Then you contact your county election authority and you ask for a copy of the map of your voting precinct. You want to be able to see how big or small your voting precinct is. It's all based on demographics. There's some 177,000 voting precincts scattered across our 3,066 counties, right? And that's where you meet. And that all power, political power, is vested in and derived from the people. Our established two-party political system, which I hope to abolish and replace it with a no-party political system, go back to a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, sans the parties, the despoilers, the dividers. Get rid of them. We're all in the same boat together, are we not? You know, we drive the same roads, we breathe the same air, we fight the same battles, we bleed, we scratch, we die. All right, we're all together. This is the United States of America. Set aside the parties. Let's quit bitching around, you know, all that specious divide stuff. Anyway, all political power is vested in, derived from the people. All government of right originates from the people, is founded upon their will only. And how would our representatives know what our will is if we don't tell them? That's why our system is set up with county committee men and county committee women from each of the voting precincts. And they go then off to the caucuses, which are coming up. We need to be aware of that. And then from the caucuses, they go to the legislative district meetings. And then they go to the Senate meetings. And then they go to the state convention. And they put together all of our ideas into a, some sort of a platform or a statement, and they present that at the national level, all right? Anyway, this is the system. Welcome to it. It's there. We don't have to reinvent it. We just have to learn to use it, just like a toolbox, okay? And let's use it to our advantage that all political power is vested in and derived from the people, that all government of right originates from the people, is founded upon their will only, and is instituted solely for the good of the whole. Anything that's destructive of those ends, we are not only, it's not only our duty, it's our right to throw it off. The people of this state have the inherent, sole, and exclusive right of regulating the internal government and police thereof, and of altering and abolishing their constitution and form of government whenever it may be necessary to their safety and happiness. But every such right should be exercised in pursuance of law, and consistently with the Constitution of the United States. That's one of the great differences between a republic and a democracy. In a democracy, they just pour out and occupy Wall Street. In a republic, we have a system of law, and we follow that system of law, and it protects the minority as well as the majority interest at all times. And we have a right to alter that when we want to, where we want to. And we need to exercise that. That this state shall ever remain a member of the American Union. Now, that's part of the problem here that we got with 1865 and the War of Northern Aggression. Now, last evening, as Dr. Larry Arne was visiting with and you know, pleasantly querying, being queried by Hugh Hewitt, one of the last questions that Hugh brought up and posed to Dr. Arne there, because of the trouble that California is having with its budget and some of the other states as well, he's asking the question, are states obsolete? Should we just do away with the states? I'm telling you, I just about wanted to come through the monitor. I wanted to leap into that guy's, into that room and just go straight for the jugular. It's going the wrong way, Bubba. Get your head out of your duffy. If anything, we do away with the federal union and start that monkey business over again. It's the newest of all. But is the state obsolete? Give us a break. You must be out of your mind, chump. Anywho, that was his words. That the people have the right to peaceably to assemble for their common good. You know, I may not agree with Gene Sharp, From Dictatorship to Democracy, GeneSharpFilm.com, the Albert Einstein Institution. I may not, you know, agree with the Canadians up there at Adbusters with this Occupy Wall Street thing. But by God, I'll tell you what, the people have a right to peacefully assemble for their common good, and if people want to turn out in the street, I'm all for it. Go for it, baby. Do it. But as I like to say here on this broadcast, you know, we know better than that. You know that, you know, if you're going to redress your grievances, if you're going to be involved in business, what if you're involved at all in sales, you go to the decision maker. You have to go to the lawmaker or the decision maker if you're going to redress your grievances, you don't go talk to the janitor and think that the janitor is going to help you out. You're not going to be able to redress your grievances to the banks or private corporations, some closely held, some joint stock companies, but you're not going to, you know, come out on the street. And even if you were able to get the attention of Lloyd Blankfein or Jamie Dimon or any of the rest of these cretins, you know, EJ, whatever they are, right? Even if you could get their attention, they still have a board of directors. And the board of directors are responsible to the shareholders. See, it's a much bigger problem than that, but apparently Adbusters has never bothered to study history, and they don't know and understand economics at all. And so they just fall on all accounts. Well, there is that. Now, of course, again, as mentioned yesterday, we're going to have a big, I'm not going to be involved with it. I may go down there, but it's an awfully long drive. I wouldn't guarantee that you'll find me down there. But October the 22nd, okay, that's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at May Farm, 4618 North College, between Locomotion and the Lewis Clark in Fayetteville, Missouri, or Fayetteville, Arkansas. Fayetteville, fun place, University of Arkansas there, right? They're going to have this Freedom Fair, all right? Starts at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They've got speakers, all kinds of stuff going on. If you happen to be anywhere close to Fayetteville, Arkansas, I'm sure the promoters would love to see you turn out. Now, of course, on the week last, we had Kirk McKenzie come on with us and Debbie Bacigalupi, oh, baby, Fettuccine Alfredo. Anyway, Debbie and Kirk came on to bring to your attention Defend Rural America. Now, their big deal is coming up this weekend on the 22nd. That's tomorrow, right? Saturday. Today's the 21st. Tomorrow. And this is up in Wairika at the fairgrounds. And so if you're anywhere in that area, this is an extremely important environmental issue, as FedGov and the international community are trying to basically destroy the property rights of everybody that lives in the Klamath River Basin and all of the tributaries and reaches. So if you can at all make it, there will probably be 1,000 people. I'm just going to guess. There's going to be 1,000 people. And I hope so. Because people need to come together on this particular issue. If we can block the globalists right here on the Klamath River, if we can block them there, then we can take this across the nation. Any attack, any assault on the rural people, you know, defendruralamerica.com, any assault on the rural people is like shooting yourself in the foot. You cut off your beef, you cut off your grains, you cut off all of your fruit, your vegetables. It's stupid. It's stupid on steroids. Besides that, they're going after the hydroelectric dams. You know, they want everybody to have a solar panel, but they want to destroy the dams. Ridiculous. Stupid on steroids. Anyway, the October 22nd launch is going to be in Wairika at the fairgrounds. You might want to get up on the website, find out more about it. DefendRuralAmerica.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Hour number two, getting underway, kicking off the shoreline, as they say, drifting out into the waters, ready to set the sails and fly. Let's do that. I've got a whole gob and a bunch of stuff on the browser this morning. Lots of news articles. Getting a little tired of news. It's Friday. A little bit overwhelmed by all this news. And really, it doesn't say much, unfortunately. There's a lot we could do. I mean, I could spend an hour on it. Decided not to this morning as of the snafu. Maybe that was a good thing. But anyway, recovered from that. Don't forget Ron Paul's plan to restore America. If you want to go up on the Bloomberg website, go to the editorials, click on that, scroll about halfway down the page now. And you can find that there's some 450 comments or thereabouts, more or less, on that article. Well, they really, you know, they really pissed them off. You look at all the rest of the articles that they posted recently, the most they'll get, you'll see, is about 90 comments. Well, they pissed them off, said the wrong things about Ron Paul, and they certainly misapprehended, if you will, Ron Paul's plan to restore America. All right? Five pages. Good material. Straight up. It ain't, you know, the 999. It ain't Romney's flat tax or some other retread. Brand new, original economic thinking. And Ron Paul, he's relegated to the back room. And that's wrong, and it's way wrong. Anyway, you might jump up on Bloomberg, go over there, and let's go ahead and drive that article over the weekend right on up to about 1,000 comments. Put your views in there. You'll find that there's almost no one that agrees with Bloomberg. And every single one of those comments are in support not only of Ron Paul's plan to restore America, or are dissing Bloomberg for their editorial, or are in support of Ron Paul in 2012. RonPaul2012.com. All right, enough said. Let's move forward again with our discussion of Ludwig von Mises. Now, there's a lot of controversy. Some people think that the Austrian School of Economics, you know, just, you know, got off some hellish demon bus. Other people think that the Austrian School of Economics has some promise. And certainly Ludwig von Mises, if you'll ever just take the time to read his writings, he very, very carefully researched the history and then brought forward ideas that are useful. So anyway, let's take a look and see what he has to say as we continue a study, a brief study on socialism, an economic and sociological analysis done by Ludwig von Mises. And this is in the preface to the second German edition, where we read, "At no point in history has a doctrine found such immediate and complete acceptance as that contained in these three principles of Marxism. The magnitude and the persistence of its success is commonly underestimated, and this is due to the habit of applying the term Marxist exclusively to former members of one or the other of the self-styled Marxist parties who are pledged to uphold word for word the doctrines of Marx and Engels as interpreted by their respective sects, and to regard such doctrines as the unshakable foundation and the ultimate source of all that is known about society and as constituting the highest standard in political dealings. I mean, every time you go into an ism, if you can go into an ism and actually root around until you find the founder, and once you find the founder, you can exhume their faith statement. And we're all about belief systems here. We'll challenge anybody's belief systems here. Let's look at it. Let's bring it out, air it out, hang it up on the line, and take a good long look at your belief systems. Because unfortunately, people slump along, following their belief systems their entire life, and through voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion, block out, lock out, and reject anything that alters or changes or threatens to alter or change their belief systems, such as a belief in the established two-party political system. Oh, I'm a Republican. My dad was a Republican. My grandfather was a Republican. We are all the Ron Pauls of the world. That's the Republican Libertarian Caucus, by the way. We'll be back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so, again, you know, we've got this return to our broadcast here, actually, Friday, October 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, back into Ludwig von Mises' socialism, all right? We've got this Occupy Wall Street situation going on now, and we got the, we are the 99%, right? Well, but if we include, here again from the preface to the second German edition, but if we include under the term Marxist all who have accepted the basic Marxian principles that class conditions, thoughts. You got the 99% against the 1%. It's always proletarians, you know, against the bourgeoisie. And in this case, they're really right, you know, the bourgeoisie, the entrepreneurs. We think that the middle class is all of the people out there that are working turret lays this morning, you know, framing houses and things like that, building concrete forms. No. That's proletariat. That's not the middle class. That's wage slaves, baby. Wage slaves, if you're denominating your daily output in dollars per hour, you're a wage slave. If you're a business owner, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're running things, you might be poor. But at least you've gotten to the level of entrepreneur. Now you're in the bourgeoisie. All right? Bourgeoisie. So let's keep that in mind. But that class conditions thought that socialism is inevitable. A little bit of a review from yesterday. And their research into the being and working of the socialist community is unscientific. We shall find very few non-Marxists in Europe, east of the Rhine, and even in Western Europe and the United States, many more supporters than opponents of Marxism, non-Marxists. Professed Christians attack the materialism of Marxists. Notice the way he says that, professed Christians. Attack the materialism of Marxists, all right? Marxists, materialism. Monarchists, their republicanism. Nationalists, their internationalism. Yet they themselves, each in turn, wish to be known as Christian socialists, state socialists, and national socialists. Of course, we gave you that, you know. You can run that one out numerous ways. It's a permutation. Might look that word up in math, in your math studies. And they assert that their particular brand of socialism is the only true one. All right? Everybody's in love with their own belief system. Everybody's in love with their own ism. That's just the way it is. That which shall come, bringing with it happiness and contentment. It's always that which shall come. Now, that's part of the problem with Christianity. It's always putting off till tomorrow what you should be doing today. You know, there's a better world awaiting by and by, Lord, by and by. You've heard the song, right? It's futuristic in its outlook, if you will. And it's exceedingly fatalistic, too. Just depends on how deeply you want to research that religion. That socialism of others, they say, has not the genuine class origin of their own. At the same time, they scrupulously respect Marx's prohibition of any inquiry into the institutions of the socialist economy of the future. You don't want to talk about the technocrats. That's what's coming now. The democracy and the technocracy that's going to be coming to Libya. All right, it's in the news today. Go right there and get it for you. Real simple, right off Bloomberg. They use the word technocrats. They do. Technotalitarianism. Go up and check with Vicki Davis' website, channelingreality.com. Okay? Technotalitarianism. Technotalitarianism. My tongue working for me here. And they try to interpret the working of the present economic system as a development leading to socialism in accordance with the inexorable demand of the historical process. Of course, not Marxists alone, but most of those who emphatically declare themselves anti-Marxist think entirely on Marxist lines and have adopted Marx's arbitrary, unconfirmed, and easily refutable dogmas. If and when they come into power, they govern and work entirely in the socialist spirit. And just take out, you know, the your Citizens Rule Book, if you happen to have the Witten Press edition, and reread the 10 Planks of the Communist Manifesto. Ask yourself, are you a socialist? Are you a communist? Are you actually embracing and living with those 10 planks as part of your life? If so, voluntarily or involuntarily, you've complied and you've become a communist. The incomparable success of Marxism is due to the prospect it offers of fulfilling those dream aspirations and dreams of vengeance which have been so deeply embedded in the human soul from time immemorial. Boy, we're just going to sharpen our swords and we're going to go down there and we're going to tear Wall Street a new posterior. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. We have dreams of aspirations. We want to be on top. We're the 99% and we're right and we're going to rule. And we've got a better plan. Even though their demands look like, you know, Swiss cheese. Anywho. If and when they come into power, they govern and work entirely in the socialist spirit. Dreams of vengeance. You know, you can just hear that old guillotine in the French Revolution just snapping, can't you? Off with their heads. It promises a paradise on earth, a land of heart's desires full of happiness and enjoyment, and everybody gets $20 an hour minimum wage. Logic and reasoning, which might show the absurdity of such dreams of bliss and revenge, are to be thrust aside. In other words, don't bother us with those pesky details. Don't teach us anything about accounting, Mr. Will. Let's not learn business, law, and finance here. Marxism is thus the most radical, here we are in the home of philosophical radicals, Marxism is thus the most radical of all reactions. It's reactionary. It's not proactive. They're not advancing any real workable solutions we try and aim for here. No, no, not at all. It's a reaction. You know, don't buy, don't comply, ask why. No. What are your plans? How do you intend to overcome this? We all understand that we can hide in the bedroom closet. Sure, we understand that. You can go out in the garage and live out the last of your days under a camouflage tarp with all of your storage food and your Bibles and your bullets and your bacon and your beans. You could do that. But why don't we just cure the disease? That's what Ron Paul wants to do. Cure the disease, for God's sake. Of course, I don't know if he goes far enough, but nevertheless, it's a good start. Wise physician, you know what I mean? Marxism is thus the most radical of all reactions against the reign of scientific thought over life and action. Now, this reign of scientific thought is a reaction against the reign of scientific thought over life and action. Technocracy, how does it fit in? Well, it's the antithesis. But what happens is a reaction against this is that you move fully in and embrace the positivist ideas of Henry St. Simon and August Comte. And we live in a positive stage of human development today as the technocracy is unveiled slowly, bit by bit. And again, against the reign of scientific thought over life and action. You look at the Council for National Policies, Francis Schaeffer, their theological guru. The links were dropped in the chat room yesterday, I believe. And you'll find that there's a revulsion here to humanism, and the humanities, and liberal thinking. And yet, and then, you know, they claim to be conservative, and yet, if you go very back to the beginning, you know, as we did with the Medici, you find that the restoration of arts and learning led to the Renaissance, which led to the Reformation, which created the positive Protestant Revolution in the first place. Talk about dialectical thinking.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know, sometimes it's very beneficial to just go ahead and resist the temptation to skip over the introductions and the prefaces, to completely, you know, ignore the index and all of the appendices in a good book, and just get right to the core of things. Well, I don't do that. In fact, I'll spend a good amount of time, if necessary, studying the index before I even acquire a book, if I can get it, if it's in my hands. The index can tell you much, and if a book is not indexed, well, you buy it at your own risk. You use it at your own risk. You'll have to do what I do, which is to highlight and underline and cross-reference and margin write and use post-it notes. Bring the book alive in your hands. Let it be part of your reference library. But here, again, in the preface to his second German edition, Ludwig von Mises is writing, again, logic and reasoning, which might show the absurdity of such dreams of bliss and revenge, are to be thrust aside. Marxism is thus the most radical of all reactions against the reign of scientific thought over life and action established by rationalism. It is against logic, against science, and against the activity of thought itself. Its outstanding principle is the prohibition of thought and inquiry, especially as applied to the institutions and workings of a socialist economy. So it's hard to say what Larry Pratt and all the rest of these guys that are in the Council of Foreign Relations, gosh, are they socialists? Or they come out against it, but then they advance it. What? Talk about cognitive dissonance. It is characteristic that it should adopt the name scientific socialism and thus gain the prestige acquired by science through the indisputable success of its rule over life and action, and for use in its own battle against any scientific contribution to the construction of the socialist economy. The Bolshevists persistently tell us that religion is the opium for the people. Marxism is indeed opium for those who might take to thinking and must therefore be weaned from it. Don't always think through things, you know, Lenin. I just kill them all. Stalin, what's 20 million people? Those white Russians, those white Russians, Ukrainians, hell, just shut off the food supply and starve them out. That guy was a real piece of work, wasn't he? Potsdam Conference, you see him sitting there with Franklin Delano, the card carrier, and Winston Churchill. If I have something to say against Dr. Larry Arnott at Hillsdale College, he absolutely reveres Winston Churchill. I guess we'd have a lot of ground for disagreement there. Anyway, he did a pretty good job on the Constitution, even though it was overly light. It was Constitution light. It is characteristic that it should adopt the name, again, scientific socialism. The Bolsheviks persistently tell us, one more time, that religion is opium for the people. Marxism is indeed opium for those who might take to thinking and must therefore be weaned from it. So Ludwig von Mises is laying it out on the table. He's no fan of the socialists, and he's no fan of the Marxists. In this new edition of my book, which has been considerably revised, I have ventured to defy the most universally respected Marxian prohibition by examining the problems of the socialist construction of society on scientific lines, i.e., by the aid of sociological and economic thinking. And now once we get into sociological and economic thinking, now we're right back in the warp and the woof of positivism. Okay? Auguste Comte created this idea, came up with it, coined the term, crowned it the queen of science's sociology. We've got a lot of sociologists out there, even on the talk radio circuit. And these sociologists out there, we talked about that a little bit. The idea is to just slip man into a petri dish and slide him underneath a microscope, and you make man the object of scientific inquiry. Now, again, back to Larry Arne, you can go up and take a look at it for yourself. The Hugh Hewitt discussion last evening, there was quite a lot of this kind of talk, and Larry Arne and Hugh Hewitt were going on and on. But basically, you'll hear one section. Certainly my listeners are more wise than this. I can't imagine that Dr. Larry Arne, the head of the president of the Hillsdale College, doesn't know these things, but apparently he's not. But in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and Brave New World Revisited especially, he covers all of this discussion about who's going to be the custodian over the custodians. This whole idea about the super social scientists knowing better about our lives, how we should live our lives, than we do. As if we didn't get a full basket of the laws of nature and nature's God when we were endowed with all of our various and sundry, you know, blessings. Nonsense. Poppycock. I need my county council to tell me how to live just about as much as, well, I guess I just flat out don't. And I'd scarce say that you do either. Perhaps we need to go back and tell our county councils and our city councils and the planning boards and the planning commissions and the water boards and the fire boards and the sewer boards, they are our employees, they serve it on good behavior, and perhaps if we happen to be dealing with a funding squeeze, we'll just put government on hold for about 15 years as we dig out, and then when we come back, we'll start with a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government sans the Marxists and the socialists. Anyway, I could get a little exercised about that particular topic. Those who were formerly content to make a few vague remarks about the blessings which socialism would bring are now obliged to study the nature of the socialist society. The problems have been defined and can no longer be ignored. The arguments by which I have demonstrated that in a socialist community, economic calculation would not be possible have attracted especially wide notice. And we talk about it. You know, you'll find in those blogs, it was so encouraging to me. And back in 2005, when I started bringing out who is John Maynard Keynes, it certainly wasn't, not like I was the first one to say it. Joan Vion, in her book, brought it out to me and in her, their women's group, in her newsletters, she interviewed him, I think, before he croaked. I might be mistaken there. I think he was a great, big, dreadful-looking fellow, and I believe she interviewed him. Might be mistaken. But anyway... This whole idea, this specious notion that you could actually spend your way into prosperity, and it's an opiate, hooked on other people's money, OPM. And here, Ludwig von Mises hits it spot on when he says, the arguments by which I demonstrated in a socialist community, economic calculation is not possible. It doesn't work. You can't consistently rob from Peter to pay Paul and expect Peter to continue to work. He gives it up eventually, and then the parasite Paul and all his ilk perish for lack of sustaining. Paul is an unsustainable development. That's why they champion for sustainable development, because the parasite Pauls want to be and need to be sustained by raking it off the top of you and me. All right? It's just the way it is. It may be truly said that the discussion is now closed. There is today hardly any opposition to his contentions. I'm just jumping ahead here in this. Socialism is considered as a good and capitalism as an evil. We hear that over and over and over again. Any advocate of socialist measures is looked upon as the friend of the good, the noble, and the moral, as a disinterested pioneer of necessary reforms. The progressives, right? In short, as a man who unselfishly serves his own people and all humanity. That's humanitarianism. That's altruism. It's August Comte. It's positivism. And above all, as a zealous and courageous seeker after the truth. Because you can handle the truth, right? Sure you can. Sure you can. Any advocate of socialist measures is looked upon as a friend of the good, the noble, and the moral, as a disinterested pioneer of necessary reforms. In short, as a man who unselfishly serves his own people and all of humanity, and above all, as a zealous and courageous seeker after the truth. Be right back.
Cutting Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so in this 360-pager here written by Ludwig von Mises, Socialism and Economic and Sociological Analysis, published by the Liberty Fund Books, I've got some notes that are just jotted in the back of this book, Salus Populi Suprema Lex Esto. That's the motto for the state of Missouri, by the way. It's on our flag. It's on our state seal. And it's found on page 46 of this text. Programs and centers, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S and C-E-N-T-E-T-R-E. You can find that on page 341 of this book. Okay, the program of action, Agenda 21, programs of action. No, this is a text on socialism. Monopoly of water and air. You can find that discussed on page 344. It also applies to oil and gasoline and byproducts. Page 344. The Pursuit of Happiness, discussed on page 358. Jesuit Reductions in Paraguay, on page 386. Trotsky, here's the quote, "Who does not obey, does not eat." You can find that on page 538. Very interesting book. It's worth your time to look at it. Anyway, the older liberalism,
Gosh, I can't do that well. I want to cover this stuff. Let's keep going.
The problems that have been defined can no longer be ignored. Anyway, continuing, he says this. Any advocate of socialist measures is looked upon as the friend of the good, the noble, and the moral, as a disinterested pioneer of necessary reforms. But let anyone measure socialism by the standards of scientific reasoning, and he at once becomes a champion of the evil principle. You know, you're out there on the streets this morning, all across America and around the world, you know. You're occupying this and spinning on it, hopefully. Anyway, you're occupying this. You are the 99%, right? And yet, because you're pointing your finger at the elite Jew pig banker, as Mr. Giuliani would have us think, you then are considered a champion of the evil principle. You're championing an evil principle. That'd be anti-Semitism. You're a mercenary serving the egotistical interests of a class, a menace to the welfare of the community, an ignoramus outside the pale. Anybody that's not on board with socialism, the goal here is to ridicule the messenger and disregard the message. And von Mises is well aware of that. He's lived his life this way. For the most curious thing about the way this way of thinking is that it regards the question whether socialism or capitalism will better serve the public welfare as settled in advance. To the effect, naturally, that socialism is considered as good as capitalism as is in evil. All right? Socialism is considered as a good, and capitalism is considered as an evil. Whereas, in fact, of course, only by a scientific inquiry could the matter be decided. But just like global warming, screw the science. I don't know whether it's true or not, but if all the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere was compared to a football field, some say, down at the other end of the football field, if you were to stand a dime on its edge, I don't know if this is true or not. I haven't run the math, don't know for sure, but this is the floating meme today. That if you were to stand a dime on its side, the space that the edge of that dime would take up out of that football field would be commensurate with the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And we're supposed to be worried? Give us a break. Anywho, continuing, that's the green bunch. The results of economic investigations are met not with arguments, but with that moral pathos which we find in the invitation to the Eisenach Congress in 1872. Now, the Eisenach Congress of German economists was called by Gustav Schmoller and some of his German historical school colleagues. The Congress led to the founding of the Verein für Sozialpolitik, or the Society for Social Policy, which advocated government intervention in economic affairs. Socialists of the chair who were members of this organization had considerable influence on German policy. And, of course, Ludwig von Mises, living in Austria and Germany at the time, ought to be well aware of that. But we find in the invitation to the Eisenach Congress in 1872, and on which socialists and etatists always fall back. Now here he's introducing this word, etatist. Oh, and I've found it many places. But this is statists and statism. Remember my revelation? There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the etatist, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law returned as codified statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable? What happened to those unalienable rights? Well, that's the problem. The socialists and the autonomists, they always fall back on this because they can find no answers to the criticism to which science subjects their doctrines. And, of course, it was trying to come to higher understanding of that revelation that led me to Ludwig von Mises in the first place, not to mention the influence of my good friend Michael Shaw, Freedom Advocates. You can find the link on my webpage, Freedom Advocates. They have a new publication. You might check it out. Continuing a little further along here then, the older liberalism, based on the classical political economy, maintained that the material position of the whole of the wage-earning classes could only be permanently raised by an increase of capital. This is what the Fed Reserve is talking about today. We're going to have another $1.3 trillion, but I found it peculiar. They're going to go in and they want to mortgage-backed securities again. Isn't that what got us into the problem? Credit default swaps, credit default obligations, MERS and the rest of it. We're going to buy more mortgages. Well, might as well. Nobody else is going to buy these foreclosed houses with the broken, with the chain on their title broken link there. No, but it's curious that the number is just exactly the same as the miracle that Merkel and Sarkozy are looking for this weekend. Huh? 1.3 million, trillion, and 1.3 trillion. Huh, I wonder if the Federal Reserve is going to expand its balance sheet by 1.3 trillion and where was that money going to go? Europe? You won't find out about it for 6 months. Neither will I. Here, modern liberalism agrees entirely with the older school. Socialism, however, believes that the socialization of the means of production is a system which would bring wealth to all. Baby, wealth to all. That's what Barry the Usurper is going around talking about. Everybody's got a right to win in this country. Everybody's got a right to own their own business. Everybody's got a right to be rich. Damn right, that's what he said. Juts his jaw out, rolls his sleeves up, goes out wearing his blue shirt for that deal. Yeah, like down in Louisiana, he was there to work. Gonna be hard work. Gonna be a lot of work. Of course, he ain't bust a sweat in his life unless he's playing basketball. Anywho, it is true that socialism is today an article of faith for many, perhaps for most of its adherents. But scientific criticism has no nobler task than to shatter false beliefs. That's what we do here every day. That's my goal. It's the home of philosophical radicalism where we shake it up a little bit. Freedom is popular. Answer that question. As Doug Owen says, if freedom is the answer, what's the question? To protect the socialist ideal from the crushing effects of such criticism, attempts have recently been made to improve upon the accepted definition of the concept socialism. My own definition of socialism, and here's a man that ought to know, 500 and some odd pages in this book alone, as a policy which aims at constructing a society in which the means of production are socialized, is in agreement with all that scientists have written on the subject. I submit that when one must be historically blind not to see that this and nothing else is what has stood for socialism in the past 100 years, and that it is in this sense that the great socialist movement was and is socialistic. And today we're seeing how this works out. It's the socialization of all of the losses incurred in this system, and the privatization of all of the profits, which blurs the boundary between the rank-and-file socialist and the dominant fascist thinking that lies behind it. Fascism, socialism, it's all really positivism, ultimately. And again, what was positivism and how can we know it? Ultimately, in positivism, Henry St. Simon, August Comte, ultimately, the world would be ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator. And that the dictator would be supported in all that he does by a cadre of super social scientists, where the bank becomes the temple, love of money being the root of all evil, and woman the goddess. We're living in this time. The techno-totalitarian state of positivism.
A man may call a cat a dog and the sun the moon if it pleases him. But such a reversal of the usual terminology, which everyone understands, does no good and only creates misunderstanding. That's logical positivism, where words are just symbols in a language game.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So closing out today's broadcast, this week of broadcasting, and of course, you know, it's always great to do this service to the world, I suppose. Anyway, some days I question my sanity, and some days I just lose my sanity and do more radio. But I submit, Ludwig von Mises continues in his preface to the second German edition, I submit that one must be historically blind not to see that this and nothing else is what has stood for socialism for the past 100 years, and that in this sense the great socialist movement was and is socialistic. But why quarrel over the wording of it? If anyone likes to call a social idea which retains private ownership in the means of production socialistic, why let him? A man may call a cat a dog and the sun the moon if it pleases him, but such a reversal of the usual terminology, which everyone understands, does no good and only creates misunderstandings. Again,
This is the George Orwell, the Orwellian newspeak, all right, where we call a cat, a dog, and the sun the moon if it pleases the argument. In the chat room, Saul Venour is letting us know about the use of fallacies to win an argument. And if you're skillful in that, and you have to be skillful in that, and if you control the media, you control academia, and you can get in at the, you know, intercept the life of a child. When do you interdict in the life of a child? Do you meet them in kindergarten? Do you meet them when they're in their swaddling clothes? Do you meet the little one in the womb of its mother and father? Do you meet them before they've ever married? Maybe you interdict in the life of a child by interdicting the life of their parents when they were but still in the womb through vaccines and other things and poor nutrition, etc. And you build this multi-generational disparagance between what our Creator endowed us with and what we're left with. It's like we were born and we're given a computer card. Remember those punch cards, guys? Ladies? And your mom and your dad punch it, you know, when they're changing your diapers, and they punch it all the way through, and then they deposit you out into some Montessori school or preschool or something like that. Then finally you find your way to kindergarten, and your teachers start to punch your cards, and your preachers punch your cards, and your friends punch your cards, and your babysitters punch your cards. And finally they push you out of the nest as a senior in high school or earlier. And you're left with this rotted, tattered, broken up, punched all over, marked on computer card. And you're supposed to get that to run in your computer? Well, unfortunately, that's where a lot of us start out. Then we have to try and relearn everything that we learned before. The problem which here confronts us is the socialization of ownership in the means of production, i.e. the very problem over which a worldwide and bitter struggle has been waged now for a century. The problem, above all others, of our epoch. And, of course, it cost Muammar Gaddafi his life. I can't say that I agree with everything that he ever did, but everything I've ever heard, ever since I first found out about the United States and NATO going after Libya, he sounds like the good guy, for gosh sakes. One cannot evade this defining of socialism by asserting that the concept socialism includes other things besides the socialization of the means of production. By saying, for example, that we are actuated by certain special motives when we are socialists, or that there is a second aim, perhaps a purely religious concept bound up with it. Supporters of socialism hold that the only brand worthy the name is that which desires socialization of the means of production for noble motives. I'm only going to steal from you for the good of others. Why are you complaining? Are you stingy? Well, you hear that one all the time. Give until it hurts. Put your tithy in the box, little one. How about Peter's pants? Even the widow's mite. I say 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. Invest it wisely, and it will do you well all your life long. Let the church, you know, pontificate from the pulpit parrots and so on. Religious socialists say that genuine socialism is bound up with religion. The atheistical socialist idea insists on abolishing God along with private property. But the problem of how a socialistic society could function is quite separate from the question of whether its adherents propose to worship God or not, and whether or not they are guided by motives which Mr. X, from his private point of view, would call noble or ignoble. And so you've got this then tied up with all of the Zionism and the Christian Zionism and the atheistical Zionists and the Christian Zionists, and got a mess. What a mess. Each group of the great socialist movement claims its own as the only true brand and regards others as heretical, and naturally tries to stress the difference between its own particular idea and those of other parties. I venture to claim that in the course of my researches, I brought forward all that needs to be said about these claims. That's quite a read. In this emphasizing of the peculiarities of particular socialist tendencies, the bearing which they may have on the aims of democracy and dictatorship. Wow. And here, Gene Sharp, once again, From Dictatorship to Democracy. GeneSharpFilm.com, the Albert Einstein Institution. But again... The bearing which they may have on the aims of democracy and dictatorship obviously plays a significant part here, too. I have nothing to add to what I've said on the subject in various parts of this book, Chapter 3, Chapter 15, Chapter 31. It suffices here to say that the planned economy, which the advocates of the dictatorship wish to set up, is precisely as socialistic as the socialism propagated by the self-styled social democrats. It's the established two-party political system, my friends. It's the spirit of division. Today in America we have the cadre party style. Cadre party. This is supposed to be some variant of republicanism, I suppose. Radical Red Republican Party. Isn't it funny? The Democrats? Well, I don't need to go into that. They're both funny to me. But this is the cadre system, and really, when you think about it, left or right? No, not left or right. They're identical political models. They stand right on top of each other's shoulders, and as I've said, sometimes the jackass rides the pachyderm. Sometimes the pachyderm rides the jackass, but it's still exactly the same place, someplace just a bit to the right of the center. Over in Europe, they have the multi-party system. That's different. The multi-party system is basically an educational thing, but then again, we've got the Tea Party, we've got Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, trying a little bit of socialism over here with their libertarianism, but that's why we look at libertarianism with a jaundiced eye. We go back to John Stuart Mill. And James Mill, his father, and Jeremy Bentham, and the beginning of Benthamism, and positivism, and legal positivism, and communism, and socialism, and all the stuff that came out of Cecil Rhodes and their societies, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Institute for Royal Institute for International Affairs. It just goes on and on. What a mess. Capitalist society is the realization of what we should call economic democracy. Had not the term, according, I believe, to the terminology of Lord Pasville and Mrs. Webb. Now, who's Mrs. Webb? That'd be Sidney and Beatrice Webb. Come into use and been applied exclusively to a system in which the workers as producers and not the consumers themselves would decide what was to be produced and how. You could call it a free market if you wish. And many do. But to let the market decide what will be produced and what won't. Now today, in the news, we could have gone into a lengthy debate about solar panels. And there's a big raging debate right now because, unfortunately, the Chinese are flooding our marketplace with cheap Chinese plastic crap solar panels. Unfortunately, the same companies that are arguing about it are out of Germany, and they're here in the U.S. And what they're doing is they're taking the polysilicone things and all of the tools, and they're sending them over to China, letting the Chinese labor do it. Then they're importing those back duty-free to the U.S. and competing with what could be produced in the United States. You talk about a stupid model, it's a stupid argument. But stupid is as stupid does, unfortunately. This state of affairs would be as little democratic as, say, a political constitution under which the government officials, and not the whole people, decided how the state was to be governed. Surely the opposite of what we are accustomed to call a democracy. Well, Dorothy, I think we bandy that word democracy around just a little too much. I like the idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government where we meet and assemble in deliberative assemblies where we follow Robert's Rules of Order and we never hear the word democracy mentioned at all. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.